Thank you, DJ, very much. All right, let's get into Bob's World. And there's a song that we like to play.
Oh, that's on Ham's page.
Oh, it's okay. It's all right. We don't need it.
Bob's World.
Bob's World.
Just sing it.
Let's go.
I forgot the lyrics, but there is Bob.
Golf and stuff.
Yeah.
Flip, flop. Bob.
All right. So, oh, jeez. Yeah, so I believe Corby, it is funny hearing people try to sort through the idea that Corby and I appeared to vacation together last week.
We just met for a nice drink before dinner.
Yes, our paths did cross in a very,
Corby
very...
Corby was with his son, so there's no way he could have participated in your soft swinging.
No.
Soft swinging. We went on a couples trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was soft.
I don't believe.
Just kissing.
I don't believe that term was used at all, but I'm happy to hear how it was characterized back here.
Soft swinging.
No, it is. I think we could start there. In the sense that when you are accused of being an empty nester, but you're not actually an empty nester.
When they've returned to the nest.
They've returned to the nest, and so you've never actually spent any time in an empty house with your wife.
Mm-hmm.
That's her name. And it is interesting that then you plan, you and the little lady, hey, let's go on a spring break with our friends. We'll really turn the tables on our kids because now we leave on spring break. And they stay and work their jobs. And that's how we win in the end.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, three couples wandered off to this place we call Big Bend. We talk about it so much. Do you remember when we used to talk like Game of Thrones or whatever? P1s would accuse us of, like,
being on the take,
being on HBO's payroll or something like that. And we thought to ourselves, that would be so awesome if we could be.
Yeah.
Like if HBO, if they're going to pay us to watch their shows, that sounds amazing.
Shoot Game of Thrones.
Now, Big Bend, we love very much, but it's an organic thing. We don't have big Bend in our back pocket or anything.
No,
like that.
But look, I was a latecomer because Dave and I talked a little bit about this last week, that my parents, it was never in the cards for them to go to Big Bend. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Like, my parents would drive us to the Texas coast. We had two vacations a year. We drove to Port Aransas, and then we would drive to Colorado. That was it. We would go to Oklahoma to visit grandparents and relatives, you know, on random things. But the things that I called vacation were not visiting grandma and grandpa. It was, we would go to the coast. We would go to Colorado, and I wonder now, like, why didn't we go to Big Bend? It's badass.
It is. There is logistical limitations to Big Bend that at least need to be considered.
Sure.
In the sense that whenever you go someplace in the year 2026, you often don't even worry about, like, hotels, restaurants, gas, things of that nature. And if you go to Big Bend, you kind of have to worry about almost everything. I'm not saying you're not going to Mars necessarily. You're not doing Matt Damon in The Martian or anything, but sick reference, right?
Totes.
You don't have to grow your own vegetables with your own doo-doo. Yeah, you don't have to do that. But you do have to sort of plan things because usually those who have been to Big Bend assume you must be camping. And I don't know about you, Corby, but the circles I run in are sort of hostile towards camping.
Yeah.
Does it have to be glamping or does it have to be hotel?
There's a fine line there, isn't there? Is the line like Wi-Fi?
Well, you could probably glamp with Wi-Fi, but glamping is usually like trailers or permanent style tents.
Like, have you seen those big, well, you haven't even been down there, but those giant teepees that dot the landscape?
Kind of sick.
Yeah, I don't know what they're called. They've got a certain name to them that's not teepee, but they have giant beds in there. Like, it's really cool.
I think the line is bed.
Air conditioning?
I think the line is air conditioning, bed, and plumbing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think the wife.
I mean, I'm with you.
Yeah. I just, you know.
I'm not saying my camping days are totally done, but if I had to choose.
I like the great outdoors. I think I could still camp. I just choose not to.
I love being there all day in the outdoors. All day.
Yeah.
But then to retire.
Like a nice shower.
To my bed.
That's right. Maybe a bathrobe.
Right.
Right. So, so your options, robe. Your options are a little
maybe
limited.
A cigar.
Maybe an open rope. Who could say? But you, if you go to Big Bend, I just would say you might want to consider the logistical limitations a little bit. So if you are a camping person, you're in great shape. If you have a camper, you're in great shape. Otherwise, you're going to want to nail down where you're staying. And make sure that you don't go during spring break where there are very limited options, I would say, in most cases.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's the preface of the actual conversation because, thankfully, in life, I've met Cowboy Tom. We've met the good folks at Lajitas. There are a couple really nice options, but there aren't dozens of them.
Like, you were in Cibolo Creek.
Yes.
So, Cibolo Creek... You can explain it better than me, but it's most well known for Judge Scalia passing away there.
Yeah, they probably didn't love that as their number one copy point.
No, but I mean, it's also where Mick Jagger's family used to fly into. You have all these exotic people from all over the world flying their private jets into Cibolo Creek to stay there.
It's a very, very fine, but quaint.
Dude, it is. I can't believe it's so rustic and so out there. And again, there are like these, you know, huts and homes dotting the landscape of it. But it's so rustic and so out. There's nothing out there. Nothing.
Right.
Except mountains and animals.
Yeah. And now what is out there is an amazing landscape that you won't be able to get enough of, and it goes on and it changes, and you know, people think when they get to like Fort Davis or Alpine that they're there, and you're not there. You're
no.
Still a couple hours from the good stuff, but what you see in Alpine or Fort Davis, you'll be like, this is better than anything I've seen in Texas scenery wise
ever.
And you're right, but keep going a couple more hours, you will be blown away what's out there. And it's this desert mountain landscape, and you have the Rio Grande winding around, and you're right on the border, but it's just so beautiful, but so desolate, and just, it's an incredible, incredible place. Okay.
The Chisos Mountains is what we speak of,
by the
way, down there.
Yes. And so, it's kind of Arizona, kind of Utah, kind of New Mexico, but it's right here in Texas, and it's closer than all those places, although maybe not by much. It's because it's still
quite
a haul. Okay, so I wanted to tell you really fast though that I am a veteran now of Big Bend. I feel like I've been there like five different times. Oh, geez. I suppose if you did the golf trips, then maybe we're up to like 10 or 15. Who can say? But like five with the wife and sometimes the kids. But Sally loves it. She tells her friends, they're like, we got to go. And so before long, we're taking lifelong Texans to Big Bend for the first time. And we like Cibolo Creek enough that would probably be enough for our trip. But the newbies are like, well, can we check out Big Bend Park? And you have the state park and the national park. And it's like, yeah, but understand, it's hundreds of miles and several hours. And so
you're not driving to Fort Worth.
So what part do you want to see? And they're like, I don't know, the park. How about those pictures? And I'm like, I don't know where that picture is, but there's hundreds of miles. We can try to find it. So anyway, the one picture I'm speaking of, I think it was in Boyhood, is this unbelievable canyon, which has, I think, the Rio Grande going through it, but it's one of those like Instagram photos, and it's a place called Santa Elena Canyon.
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. But it is so far from Marfa and Cibolo. Like 3 hours, maybe more. But I want to see it. I did want to see it. And so my friend, the same guy who knows the stars and the trees and the birds, my friend Jeff.
Does he know how to teleport?
He doesn't know that, but he does know that one of the best ways to design a day is just to ask AI to design a day for you. And I didn't know how this was going to work, but he said, give us a trip agenda for 7 hours, leave at 9:30, back at 4:30 sort of thing, to see what we can see of Big Bend State Park and into the National Park as we want. And so we want hiking, we want short hikes, we want, nighttime for lunch. And AI's pretty good, man.
Yeah.
AI's really good. So they lay out the itinerary of starting in Presidio, which is on the border, the border town. It's like 30 miles from Cibolo. And it's Presidio and Ojinaga, Mexico, are right there. It's just two little towns right on the border. And they go back and forth. Like, the border is so open in terms of people working on either side. Now, if you want to go into the U.S. or into Mexico, obviously, it's more complicated. But these people, this is like one town on the border. It's been like that for generations. And you go from there to a hike called the Big Hill Overlook, which was great. And then you go to Hoodoo's Trail. Then we found this place called Closed Canyon, Corby. And I don't know if you've ever been to Closed Canyon, but it's one of those little side roads that you would never stop at unless you knew what Closed Canyon right. was. But AI is like, yeah, you're going to want to check out Closed Canyon. It's an incredible canyon, which is somewhere between, at points, 6 feet wide, at other points, 15 feet wide, but the cliffs, 50, 60, 70 feet on each side, and it goes all the way through, like, almost a mile into Mexico. And it's incredible. And I'm standing in there, and I'm like, I can't believe this is a real place.
I've seen these photos before, and they are nuts.
It's so good. Like, it's just this walkable trip. Like, little kids are on it, dogs are on it, grandmas are on it. But it's really cold, even though it's warm out, because the sun never hits that canyon. And it's just magical. Just magical. Now, there's no water in that canyon, although I bet there is when it rains.
Yeah.
But we did that. Then we went through Lajitas, into Terlingua. I had never spent any time in Terlingua, and we found some great tacos there. And then AI let us down, because they said Santa Elena Canyon is only another 30 miles, another 30 minutes. They were wrong. It was an hour and 15 minutes each way.
Oh.
Because it's this one way. And then you get to the canyon, and then you go all the way back. So instead of 30 in, 30 out, it's 75 in, 75 out. So the 9:30 a.m. to 4:30 turned into 9:30 a.m. to let's just meet Corby for dinner at 7 yeah. back at Lajitas. And then we have 2 hours back after that.
Yeah.
So it turned into a massive, massive day. But I got to tell you, overall, the AI Big Bend agenda,
you hit all the check marks.
It was a banger.
Took a little bit longer, but
you know what? Honestly, if AI told us the truth, we probably don't go all the way to Santa Elena Canyon.
And it's worth it.
And it was worth it. It was so good. But it was so much driving. But
did you drive total that day, like 6 hours?
I would say in a 12-hour span, it was three down, three back.
Yeah.
But you know what?
It's worth, dude. The drive is so pretty down there.
The drive is so amazing.
It's so unique.
So many stops along the way, if you'd like, and little 10-minute side roads where you're like, man, this is an awesome stop, you know. And so I just make sure you have gas. Okay, don't want to be.
Yeah, you don't. Yeah, you need AI to plot the gas stations along.
Yeah,
the way.
If you're going down 114, you can mess with the miles till empty. Don't do that in Big Bend. Do not do that.
I feel like, honestly, one of the best, when I look back at what went on here at the radio station and things that I did or learned about or whatever, this is going to be at the very top of the list.
Yeah.
Of discoveries that I had no idea about this area.
Right.
It just fits what I like. All of it, everything about it fits what I like. Now, it gets hot in the summer.
Yeah.
So
it's perfect for spring break, probably perfect around Thanksgiving too.
Yes. 100% or December.
Or December. Would recommend. Would recommend Corby's Charity Golf.
Yeah.
In Lajitas.
Oh, yes, charity.
Helping the dogs.
Thank you.
Who want us to play golf.
For charity.
Indeed. Yes.